This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE as in freedom. This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we said we were going to switch gears, and I would like to do exactly that. This from the freethoughtproject.com. Hypocrite politicians keep getting caught breaking COVID-19 rules. Here's a list of them. Now, my first complaint about this article, maybe my only one, is that it's not really a list of these people. What they do is they present it as, the person, and then they write several paragraphs about what that person is and what they've done. But they start off with, as COVID-19 cases continue to rise across the country, the government is responding the only way they know how.
With lots and lots of violence.
And threats of violence.
Arbitrary rules backed by the threat of force. Yes, congratulations. You've won. What did she win?
Liberty.
You've won liberty in your lifetime.
Oh, wow, that's a tall order.
I know, right? It's the home version.
And so it's gone. It's I hope you enjoyed it. I mean, you just didn't notice that during that 1 second.
It's the home version where, basically as long as you're inside your home, you might be able to do something that resembles anything you want. But,
What's the rule? I can do it now, inside, in my own house, under the covers, with the lights out. Is that okay? No, put on your mask.
Business owners who flout lockdowns have been arrested, beaten, jailed, and even family gatherings have been raided like they are child trafficking rings. Despite brutal lockdowns, mandates, the complete destruction of the economy, and putting the police state on steroids, cases are still rising, COVID cases. Every time they rise, the politicians take to their podiums and blame the citizens for not following their dictates close enough. More forces threatened, more arbitrary rules are rolled out. Despite the utterly horrifying effects of the lockdowns, politicians across the country keep forcing them on citizens. Why is that? Well, one of the reasons these politicians are just fine and dandy with putting millions of people out of business, sparking an epidemic of depression and suicide, and locking down their states is because it really doesn't affect their lives at all. Regardless of what happened to the economy, every single government worker, from cops to the president, has kept their job. They've also received their weekly taxpayer-funded paychecks, all while getting an extended vacation, some of them literally.
And that really does strike that, if I ordered people to do a thing that got a bunch of people killed, I not only might lose my job, I might go to jail for it.
Yeah.
Now, if Cuomo does it, he gets an Emmy for it and a book deal.
Yeah, and how come all of these bureaucrats are essential?
Ain't that the truth? Somehow, so many of our jobs, not essential. Going out to eat, having a culture, art, literature, music, those are just not essential. But politicians, we can't not have arbitrary mandates.
Well, and we know back in July in Washington, D.C., they actually exempted themselves. Government workers were exempt from the masking laws.
Isn't that cute?
Yes. A law for thee, but not for me.
Well, it's really important, and it definitely works, but we don't have to do it in my office.
On top of the fact that these politicians and government workers all keep their jobs, many of them have been caught breaking the very dictates that they doled out. After all, hypocrisy is one of the key traits to being a successful politician.
It's very true. How am I supposed to take opposite positions on the same thing so that I can get both voters?
The Free Thought Project has compiled a list of politicians who have been caught breaking their own rules because there are so many of them. This list is not complete, but should serve as a wake-up call to those who think their ostensible leaders have their best interests in mind. They don't. In the cases below, many of these politicians advocated for throwing people in cages for the very mandates they are caught violating. Out of the gate, the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, was one of the heavy-handed local dictators who threatened to kidnap and cage people for violating her orders, unless, of course, that person is her. After implementing a lockdown and threatening jail for violators, even people who just wanted a haircut, Lightfoot was busted going to a salon to get an illegal haircut.
Wah, wah.
Lightfoot defended the decision by saying, "I'm the public face of this city, and you know, I'm a person who takes personal hygiene very seriously, and I felt like I needed to have a haircut,
yeah, okay.
So I got
a haircut. Is not part of hygiene.
It
washing
really
your hair is part of hygiene.
Yes.
But it's important that I look good. It's not important that anyone other than me looks good.
Yeah, so basically, Miss or
I'm an
Mrs.
important
Lightfoot.
Person. You're not. Because you're not the face of this city.
According to Lightfoot, you could also not have a traditional Thanksgiving. But if she wanted to go to the Joe Biden victory gathering, at which hundreds of people would be screaming and in close proximity, this is fine and dandy.
Well, I mean, that's not a traditional Thanksgiving.
That's true. That's true. You do have a point there. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo has been seen on video and photographs disobeying his own orders, which have gotten average citizens beaten and arrested. He's even been seen hugging people while maskless.
Dun, dun, dun.
In California, Governor Gavin Newsom was caught and exposed flouting his own ridiculous strictures on eating in restaurants, not putting his mask back on between bites. Yes, he really mandated not putting your mask back on, or you have to put your mask on between bites. It's a real mandate that he passed down.
And that is one of those mandates that sounds like a joke. It sounds like, oh, you're using hyperbole. No. It's like, oh, no one's actually saying that you should do that. He is. And he will send the police after you for not doing it.
When he was caught dining at one of the world's most expensive restaurants, he lied to the public and said the table was outside, but photos quickly surfaced, outing his lies.
That is one thing I do love about the modern age, is that when they lie to us, it's a lot easier for us to just, show the footage.
Yeah, where's the tape? Film at 11, right?
Right.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, while forcing bars to shutter across the state, was caught on video breaking the gathering size limit while simultaneously hiring a private bar company for a political fundraiser.
Well, you see, the virus is afraid of political fundraisers. Anything that raises money for a politician is just immune to coronaviruses. Don't you know that?
I know that all these politicians are the same. They're just another empty suit with a different name. Even Governor Grisham in New Mexico, who is now forcing grocery stores to close, has been caught breaking her own rules. During her mandated closure of non-essential businesses, she had a store open up so she could buy jewelry.
Wow. Me buying jewelry, that's important. You getting food, maybe next month.
The list goes on and on. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has been at the center of this entire debacle from day one, first telling Americans not to wear masks, and then pushing for a nationwide mask mandate, is not free from this hypocrisy either. After telling the nation to mask up, Fauci was seen at the Major League Baseball game between the Washington Nationals and the New York Yankees not wearing his mask. When word got out, Fauci went on the offensive and called those who criticized him for it mischievous and claimed to have pulled down the mask because he was drinking water. But the picture showed that that wasn't true. He had both of his hands on his phone, not a bottle of water. I don't know about you, but these bastards, and I can think of much worse words to call them that I can't say on the radio, these bastards have no intention of following their own rules.
I will forgive Fauci if he just swallows his phone.
855-450.
Cop phone cookies.
3733. Are you tired of these bastards? Give us a call.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
There, the rescue dog had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bing Books at bingbooks.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, something you have less and less of today thanks to these bastard politicians. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've been talking about this article from the Free Thought Project, which I like to call a rule for thee and not for me. And we are talking about these bastard politicians who dare lay mandates upon everyone else and not obey them themselves. Very publicly.
And it is profoundly absurd that, you know, I've decided that you just don't need to get food today. I, on the other hand.
Yeah. We'll get back to that in just a minute. But I wanted to tell you about ForkFest 2021. That's right. I know it's still 2020, but we are planning this for next year, where you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party. I know this previous ForkFest, I had a good time. We were lamenting during dinner, actually, about Lee and I, a specific good time that we had that, well, I think both of us don't remember all the details of.
Not all of it. The first part was awesome, though.
So you can come and party with us. At any rate, the list continues of the hypocrite politicians here from the Free Thought Project. In November, Austin, Texas Mayor Steve Adler issued guidelines telling people not to gather in groups of more than 10. Naturally, these rules did not apply to Adler, who turned around and hosted a wedding reception with 20 guests for his daughter at a trendy hotel near downtown.
Well, see, you know, that might not actually be a violation because politicians really aren't human.
Right. Then Adler issued a stay-at-home order, noting that we need to stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax. We are going to be looking really closely. We may have to close things down if we're not careful.
Wait, so what are you supposed to be doing at home doing nothing if it's not the time to relax?
Yeah, I don't know.
But again, this did not apply to
you
Adler.
You must be on alert for the invisible fiend.
This did not apply to Adler, who then boarded his private jet bound for Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, where they vacationed for a week at a family timeshare.
Well, I don't think anyone relaxes in Cabo San Lucas. I mean, you know, you get in those lovely beach chairs, you get those drinks delivered, and you just stress out because now is not the time to relax.
Naturally, Adler claimed he did nothing wrong by breaking his own rules. In Philadelphia, indoor dining was banned as part of COVID-19 lockdowns, unless you're the mayor. In August, Philly Mayor Jim Kenney dined indoors in Maryland. A widely circulated photograph shows, though indoor dining was prohibited in Philadelphia. That's not all. While Nancy Pelosi was caught in California getting an illegal haircut, Governor Ralph Northam was caught maskless at Virginia Beach. He later apologized and said, I was not prepared.
You were not prepared to be caught on camera, that's what.
Hypocrite, bastard politicians. That's what I should have titled this show.
Mm.
Hindsight is always 2020. Not the year, the vision. Yeah, I was not prepared. Photos of a celebration for Carlos Cicera, head of a powerful construction trade organization, New York Building Congress, shows Democrat elites flouting COVID-19 restrictions. According to the New York Daily News, attendees included Deputy Brooklyn Borough President Ingrid Lewis Martin and former Brooklyn Democrat Party Chairman Frank Cedillo. Or Cedillo, S-E-D-D-I-O. In one image, about two dozen people are seen mingling with one another in an ornate dining area while celebrating Cicera's 50th. Only two of them are visibly wearing masks. All of this was in spite of Governor Cuomo's orders limiting gatherings to no more than 10 people and, of course, the mask mandates. In November, the mayor of Denver, Michael Hancock, told citizens to, quote, avoid travel. Less than an hour later, this hypocrite boarded a flight to travel to his family for Thanksgiving.
They must not have lived in California.
Yeah, the hypocritical response by government is not at all surprising, as this is what government does. Do as I say, not as I do. With political leaders flaunting their above-the-law status, it should come as no surprise that there is massive resistance to their mandates. There's resistance. I don't know about massive. I mean, we're covering as much resistance as we can find here on Free Talk Live. But
it is truly revealing about their private mindset. I mean, publicly they're saying, oh, this is an absolute crisis, and it's so important that absolutely every person follows absolutely every one of these things, when they don't believe that. They don't think that's true.
You know, they certainly don't, and they certainly believe that they are above their own orders.
And it's an illustration of they are first-class citizens, we are not.
The author of this article has a bit of an editorial. He says, in my time in the Marine Corps, I learned one very important lesson about leadership. Successful leaders do not create more docile followers. They create more leaders. Successful leaders also do not lead by barking orders and telling people what to do. They lead by example. If Americans followed the examples of the alleged leaders in the examples above, we'd have a nation of sheep begging for their corrupt overlords to tell them what to do next. Oh, wait. Dot, dot, dot. I contend that politicians are not leaders at all, and they never have been. The fact that they're referred to as leaders burns my ass.
They certainly want you to be their followers.
I do not need to be led. And where the hell is everybody going anyway that we need these leaders to lead us to?
Well, it's called progress, don't you know?
They're going to lead us to progress?
Yes, bridge to the future and other things that politicians say.
Pretty sure I can make progress by myself. Thanks. Bastards. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to join the conversation. That take 55-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more fun for you coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's legal challenge of the results of the 2020 presidential election have continued with a new lawsuit filed in Georgia. The new suit claims that tens of thousands of illegal votes were cast in the state and asks the court to decertify the results. Senator Mike Braun says that with suits working their way through the court system, the investigations into allegations of voter fraud need to continue. The Indiana Republican told ABC's This Week that if they don't, a large number of Americans will lose confidence in the electoral system.
You're going to have a good part of the country. It's over 50% that view that something is amiss, and that's going to carry forward in terms of undermining a democracy. I just don't think that if you say, if you don't pursue it, overturn every stone, this is going to linger into the future, and it's going to be to the disadvantage of whoever is there trying to run the country.
This is USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden will tap California's Attorney General Javier Becerra to become the next Health and Human Services Secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, Becerra will become the first Latino to lead that department. Becerra had previously served 12 terms in the House of Representatives. A new report found that a rash of illnesses among American diplomats in Cuba and China were likely caused by directed microwave radiation. The report from the National Academy of Sciences was commissioned to further study a number of mysterious illnesses among 24 U.S. personnel in Havana in 2016, as well as cases a year later in personnel at a U.S. consulate in China. The study found that directed pulsed radio frequency energy appeared to be the most plausible cause of the illnesses, whose symptoms ranged from headaches and dizziness to difficulties concentrating. The report did not assign blame for the illnesses, but did note that similar research with microwaves was done in the Soviet Union. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you like, anything we're talking about, anything we've talked about in the past. That's the whole point. We also stream live over at freetalklive.com, also lrn.fm, and we're on some satellite stations somewhere, somehow, that I can't speak articulately about, but if you're listening, great, thanks. We appreciate you. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Captain Kickass, Peakless Mountaineer, and Melanie, and we will continue talking about all sorts of fun things here tonight, but first, I wanted to say thank you to Jonathan. He is tonight's amplifier. If you don't know what an amplifier is, well, here at Free Talk Live, we have a program that's called Advertise, Market, and Promote, or AMP. And you can find out more about that over at amp.freetalklive.com. Basically, we ask for $5 a month. You can spend more than that. We have a few different levels. And if you do give of your $5 or more, we will put that money directly to use to get our program onto more radio stations. We're currently somewhere on like 180 or 190 radio stations. We could be on 200. We could be on 250, 300 stations even. It's all up to you. You can find out more at amp.freetalklive.com. And if you do decide to amplify, there's some perks and some benefits that you get, and you can find out more over there on the website, amp.freetalklive.com. And again, thank you to Jonathan. He's a platinum-level amplifier, which means he gives more than the $5. So we do appreciate you, Jonathan. So now that I've ranted about hypocritical bastard politicians, let's take a look at some. This is something Melanie brought in from, it looks like, WebMD.com. Neanderthal genes could link to severe COVID-19. So I have not had the chance to breeze through this article. Melanie, can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, so, and obviously there's other risk factors, right? But yeah. They were saying that this is the strongest genetic risk factor. Of course, genetics is a little bit in its infancy, so...
Yeah. So you're saying that if a human being has some Neanderthal genes, that they could be at a higher risk for developing COVID?
Yeah. So it says... This pop-up thingy won't go away.
It says that? Wow, that's fantastic.
Okay, so from WebMD, back in October, having Neanderthal genes could be a risk factor for developing severe COVID-19, according to a new study published in the journal Nature on Wednesday, which sounds like somebody's blog, but it's an actual medical journal. The study is an early release that has been accepted for publication, but may be edited later. That's true of all studies, though, but...
Well, they didn't want you to get too excited about it.
Well, I mean, studies...
Just so you know, this is one of those science things that we might actually change our mind on.
Okay.
This is not the settled science.
I mean, the thing about science is that, you know, if something is discovered and it's written down, if the information changes, if the data changes, well, then, of course, the results change.
And that's what you should do with new information.
Yeah.
Well, that's actual science.
Right.
That's not the science, you see.
Oh, I see. It's just
a capital
science.
T,
it's
capital not, S, like every deity. Don't
science.
You know that?
I understand.
If you deify a thing, you've got to give it a capital letter.
So genetic variants in a region of chromosome 3 have been linked with respiratory failure and severe COVID-19. I think cases should be a word next, but it's not.
Right.
The genetic region is nearly identical to a Neanderthal from Southern Europe, who lived 50,000 years ago, the study authors found.
Well, sorry to go all grammary on this. Well, COVID is a shortened version of a word that ends in disease. So, in severe, this disease.
Okay.
Anyway.
The genetic variant was transferred to humans through interbreeding about 60,000 years ago. That's how we got all... Any Neanderthal DNA that we have in humans, that's how you got it, because we did not descend from Neanderthals. So that's how any Neanderthal DNA, if you have any, that's how you got it.
Yeah, we branched from a common ancestor
and
occupied the area simultaneously.
So just for our listeners who might not get all of that, correct me if I'm wrong here, we are Homo sapiens.
We are Homo sapiens sapiens, specifically.
Homo sapiens sapiens, specifically, yeah. Okay.
And biologically modern humans.
And Neanderthals were a different type of human being. And there was some interbreeding between the Neanderthals and the Homo sapiens, and that's why there's trace amounts of their DNA in our DNA.
Yes.
That's right.
Now about 50% of people in South Africa and 16% of people in Europe carry this section of DNA, the study author said. Now, that's not Neanderthal DNA overall. That's this specific Neanderthal gene.
Okay.
It is striking that the genetic heritage from Neanderthals has such tragic consequences during the current pandemic.
Yeah, that's
said this guy with the extra V's in his
they
name.
They call him Pabo.
Pabo. One of the researchers and the genomic specialist at the Okinawa Institute of Science and Technology graduate in Japan. Well, that's why I can't say his name, because it's not English. In Japan,
right.
Said in a statement. The COVID-19 Host Genetics Initiative looked at more than 3,000 people, including patients hospitalized with severe COVID-19 and patients who tested positive for the virus but weren't hospitalized. The chromosome 3 region was linked with severe infection and hospitalization. Based on this study, people who carry the Neanderthal variant have up to 3 times the risk of needing ventilation if infected with the virus.
Wow. Svante, by the way. Svante, Pablo.
Okay.
Which is hard to say, but a lot of fun.
3 times the risk, though. That's something.
That's a lot.
That is a huge change.
For just something that you don't have any control over.
And how would one know if they have this gene?
I don't want to do commercials for people, but a couple of them are having... You need to get full genome testing.
Okay.
A couple of them are having extended Black Friday sales right now. it's affordable now.
Yeah.
Even last year, it was like $5,000.
If you do, read your contract, because some of those places will officially own your DNA now. Because your DNA is a kind of intellectual property, they've decided.
Yeah.
And there are contracts that if you get your DNA tested, they own it now.
But now you can get it done for, $500 and sometimes less. And that's not nothing, but it's not, like, prohibitively expensive on an irrational level.
Yeah, it's certainly 10 times less, thereabouts. Yeah. Okay.
Obviously, factors such as your age and other diseases you may have also affect how severely you're affected by the virus, but among genetic factors, this is the strongest one. People are smart, so I hate to mispronounce.
That's fine.
One of the researchers and a professor at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Germany said in a statement. Now, Pablo and... How do you say it?
Zeeberg.
Want to study why the Neanderthal variants are associated with an increased risk of coronavirus infection and severe illness. This is something that we and others are now investigating as quickly as possible, Pablo said.
The longer this virus goes on, the more it resembles the plot line for a television show out of the UK called Utopia, which Netflix also did a reboot, and they got through season one and promptly canceled it because, it hits close to home. More free talk.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. We might have time to get you on the air at 855-450-3733 if you call now. We may be having a technical difficulty at the screening level, but it looks like everything is working. So go ahead and give us a call, 855-450-3733, if you'd like to get on the air. We were talking about this article from WebMD about a DNA, a gene, a Neanderthal gene specifically, that could link to severe COVID-19. This article claims it increases your risk by 3 times. And that seems pretty high. I wonder, the article didn't say, but I wonder what the percentage of humans are that have this trait.
Well, they were saying that about 50% of people in South Asia and 16% of people in Europe carry this particular section of DNA. And that's kind of surprising to me. I usually hear the interbreeding of Neanderthals as a reference to Europe, because from what I understood, that's where Neanderthals
were. In general, Europeans have Neanderthal DNA, but those numbers might not equate if you're looking at one specific point.
Right. Yeah, and that's very strange that apparently half the people in South Asia have this specific gene.
Wow.
That they got from Neanderthals.
Wow.
Which, that's a revelation to me. Like, I had no idea there were that many South Asian and Neanderthal hybrids.
This might be the there's a lot of shady... I mean, the lockdown itself is horrendous, but there's some shady things about the virus itself that doesn't make sense that something would... I don't know if evolve is right for viruses, but the virus itself makes no sense as an entity, even if you forget all of the lockdown stuff.
Right.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that do not look like they are the product of random assemblages of ribonucleic acids. A lot of this stuff really looks like okay, why does this virus, which is basically SARS, except it has essentially a mumps delivery device.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's some evidence that MMR gives you some immunity against coronavirus.
And yeah, the coronavirus part of it is essentially mumps. So they put SARS inside of a mumps delivery device.
Right.
And there appears to even be a portion of its DNA that looks like HIV.
Well, and for our listeners who don't know, MMR is mumps, measles, and rubella. It's a vaccination shot that you get generally as a youngster.
Yeah, it's usually required for schooling.
Right.
I don't know, maybe I'm...
And not to mention the fact that this thing allegedly showed up for its first time in Wuhan. Now, Wuhan is the home of the one official biological research laboratory in China.
Right.
So it's the one place where they would be putting together weird viruses.
Yeah, and to be fair, just because a person made it does not mean they meant to release it, and does not mean they meant to release it at this time.
Right.
So I don't know that there's necessarily direct evidence of that. But, I mean, hey, I'm a paranoid person, right? The thing that strikes me as just really shady about the Neanderthal DNA, one is pure conjecture and one is actually evidence-based. So every anarchist that I've known who had a DNA test done scores really high in Neanderthal DNA.
Really?
Yeah. Mine hasn't come back. I haven't got the ancestry part of mine back yet, which is kind of annoying because I paid them a long time ago. But I got the rest of it, but I don't know. I don't know why. So I don't know if I am or not, but that's just kind of weird. But also,
there's a bizarrely high correlation between... Well, so and there are particular traits that are pretty predictive of having a tendency toward libertarianism, specifically a combination of high intelligence and low politeness.
The thing that there is actually solid evidence of is that Neanderthal... Now, you're talking less than 1% of your DNA, so there's definitely other factors at work.
Yeah.
But there... There is a correlation between Neanderthal, or not a correlation, but there is a, Neanderthal DNA will cause high intelligence to the extent that it causes traits when less than 1%. So
yeah, the Neanderthals had a larger brain.
They will give you a larger more dense brain, which will cause intelligence,
okay,
at least on the genetic side, and there are still environmental sides. And I don't know, intelligent anarchists just seems like a subset that maybe, I don't know, the state would want to kill.
Right.
Or just intelligent people seems like a subset that the state would want to kill.
Or disobedient people anyway.
Well,
right,
and that's exactly why I was saying, like, low politeness. And mind you, these are also common traits for geniuses. So the difference between someone who just excels in academia and someone who's a genius is that the genius is not polite enough to avoid certain ideas.
Right.
And that's essentially what leads you to liberty, is being unwilling to avoid certain ideas in order to go along to get along.
And Neanderthal societies, whether it was genetic, environmental, or epigenetic, were more peaceful societies, which is probably part of how we killed them off.
And smaller, more tight-knit.
Right.
Yeah, so that just seems like exactly the type of people that the government would be like, well, we got this... small problem still hanging around. Let's just get rid of that.
And whether that government be the U.S. or China or whoever.
Yeah, it is eerily reminiscent of the plot to the series Utopia, which was done by the British over in the U.K. There were two seasons, and then they decided to do a U.S. version of it. I believe Amazon did that version, and it was canceled after only one season, despite it being very good and having good reviews. So, take what you want out of that.
So,
and maybe they didn't mean to release it for another 5 years. I don't know.
Right.
But.
Or at all, right? Like, it could be that it got out,
Government employees still are also incompetent as well as evil.
Right.
I mean, they almost accidentally nuked North Carolina that one time.
Right.
four of the five fail safes failed, so they could have just dropped it.
And they're human, too. So, like, you know, they could have, you know, developed a thing, given it to somebody, like, oh, nothing happened. And then that person went out into, you know, the
rest of the world. They could have just dropped the Patriot Dish on the floor. I mean, that's all it would really take.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, there are innumerable ways of accidentally releasing something that you should never have been creating in the first place. So one interesting thing, so I was like, South Asia, now is that China? And apparently South Asia essentially refers to the area of India. And it's interesting, so India's actually experiencing like the largest strike in human history with a quarter billion workers striking simultaneously. And I really do wonder what exactly is going on in that country where they are having some of the worst lockdowns and the worst mandates on this side of China.
That's a great question. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Speaking of Neanderthal breeding, I'm glad to see you're already discussing the New Mexico court system. And
well, no, see, Neanderthals are intelligent and peaceful.
That is an unfair thing to say about Neanderthals.
That is very true, sir, and that is very true. And sorry, the David Olson show was experiencing technical difficulties tonight, so there will be no musical guest, El Captain Kickass, tonight, unfortunately, but there will be an after party. So those of you with the... Yes. So New Mexico court system, place your bets. Raul Torres, District Attorney Bernalillo County, he has dropped... Three, he has surrendered to me in three out of four cases that are all for the same thing, for calling the KUNM radio station.
You got them dropped?
Pardon?
You got them dropped?
Yeah, three out of the
Congratulations.
Four.
Congratulations.
They surrender. Well, I kind of like to fight, so I'm kind of pissed off, but there's one left. So
no, that's not what you want.
Yeah, that's not how this works.
What do you think is your like positive outcome from this? Like that you will change the system from within?
I've already changed a bunch about the system, not on the grandest scale, but on just call it micro levels. Every time that I interact with one of these people, I stop myself from saying morons in the court system. They change their belief system to some small degree. I guarantee you. But anyway, so Raul Torres, place your bets. So is he setting me up? Are they like dropping three out of the four so they can pool their prosecutorial resources into nailing me and putting me in prison for a couple of years on the one last charge? Or are they going to dismiss the final charge as well? How are you betting?
I'm going to bet on they dismiss the final one as well.
Aw, damn it.
Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight. Congratulations on getting those three dropped. I hope the other one gets dropped, too. That's all the time we have for tonight. You can always get our archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace. We'll see you tomorrow night for another edition.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.